Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I am driving to Corn Country, and I'm also listening to the local radio station. And they were talking, they're two guys, and they're talking about the Real Housewives of Whatever show. And they were talking about one that recently did an interview about her sexuality, and that she was saying she doesn't, she's not a lesbian, she's not straight, she doesn't swing both ways. And one of the DJs is like, well, then what the hell is she? And he says, I don't understand, you know, and oh, and that she enjoys a threesome, and if you're, you know, she's been with men and women, and if you're a man, you're a man, if you're a woman, you're a woman, not a big deal, but she is not a lesbian and she's not straight. And he just keeps going on about how he doesn't understand where does she fall in the scope of sexuality, I guess. The thing that bothered me, number one, is that they really made this more than what it, you know. Okay, you haven't picked a gender. I always thought that was bisexuality. Because you don't prefer one over the other. You just find either sex attractive. And she was quoted as saying, you know, she loves beautiful people. Okay, you don't discriminate against gender. You're sexually attracted to either or, as long as they're attractive to that, you know, to that person, to herself. And you have all these other different sexualities. You have, besides homosexuality, heterosexuality, you have pansexual, you have asexual, you have, what is it, S-A-P-I-O-sexual, where you're sexually attracted to intelligence and something else. I think it was a little different. And you have heteroflexibility, you have, or heteroflexible, whereas you're predominantly straight, but you will dabble in the other side. You'll jump the fence every once in a while. And then you have the homosexual, homoflexible. But I don't know if those are actual, they're not actual sexualities. If they're more like tendencies, preferences, I don't know. But the thing that really got me was the fact that they both said, well, you know, what is that? What do you call that? They both said in harmony, she's a whore. And because she has sex with everybody. And I, in this day and age, I would think, and to me, a whore is somebody who is getting something in return for their services. Whether it's a man or a woman, they're getting a need met, whether it's financial, a place to sleep, you know, a bill paid, free drinks, you know, a slut. Hey, they're enjoying themselves, whether it's a man or a woman. To me, if you like to have sex a lot with a lot of different people, then you're basically a slut. Is there anything wrong with that? No! As long as it's between two consensual adults. And, you know, you're not involving children and animals and human sacrifice and that kind of stuff. And I just think that's horrible to actually say that, you know, she's a whore. Really? 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 Are you doing it just for shock value? Are you trying to? Or is that really your mentality? Because I'm thinking, I live in Corn Country. Nothing surprises me. And then the next thing was they were talking about the men who in this town recently were arrested for soliciting a prostitute. And they were joking and saying, you know, the clue is if they have their teeth, then they're a cop and they're not, you know, a crackhead prostitute, you know, that's trying to get their next fix. They don't look like they've been, you know, rode hard and put away wet. And I'm thinking, wow. I didn't want to say that, but that is the golden rule. You know, that if you have your teeth, all your teeth, you're a cop. You're not a prostitute here in Corn Country area, in the metropolis. You know, in the inner core city, no, you're blech. You're looking to get your next fix, because if you could afford, you know, high class, you would pay, you know, $300 for somebody who looks, I don't want to say normal, but, you know, would pass as a possible date or girlfriend, not as, you know, somebody who just looked like they slept in their clothes for a week, never brushed their hair, and has, you know, sores on their face, and, oh, such a beautiful picture. But yeah, I was just really shocked at the whole attitude of it. And I've read a lot online, you know, different articles about slut shaming and, you know, bad behavior, and as much as society, certain groups, cultures, subcultures try to change the mentality of society as a whole, that, you know, sex is bad, or women who like to have lots of sex are whores and sluts. I don't think it's gonna happen. I think bottom line is that it's always gonna be there, you know, that premarital sex is just, it's not as taboo, but just don't abuse it. And, you know, how many guys did you have sex before you got married? Well, you know, I tried on 50 penises to make sure that his penis was the right one that fit. You know, that's a little extensive right there. Don't abuse it, I guess. I still just find it, wow, really? You're not a lesbian, you're not straight, what are you? Well, you're bisexual, because you don't pick a preference, but eventually you will pick a preference. Probably not right away, but I think as a person gets older and wants to settle down, they will pick a preference. Okay, so there you have it.